And you knew him, you brought the pipes up to him to get reeds.
Yeah. He was at his house. My father and I went to his house when I went to with the pipes, I think, to get them done. I was in the house with him there.
That's in Dublin?
In Dublin. Out in I forget the name of the place that he was in.
He was in Harold's Cross earlier.
It was up.
Yeah.
Up. So we had to go to the Fairview, is it?
Fairview, then, yeah, he was out past Drimnus out the way then afterwards. Yeah.
Oh, what's this the name of the
place?
Drumcondra. Drumcondra.
I took the name of the place that he lived in.
Not far from Dan O'Dowd, the grandfather. Wasn't he, there as well?
And at that time he had the bottles, 5 naggin bottles and half and pint bottles standing around in the fireplace. All kinds of drink.
And did you take a drink?
Oh, he did.
And you?
Oh, no, I didn't. No, neither. My father didn't, or he either.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
But Leo was drinking a lot.
Ah, he was.
Yeah.
He was drinking a lot. Well, of course, nearly every piper at that time would be drinking a lot, because they get in with the company and it would be put up on them, the counter there for them, or wherever they were.
Yeah.
And it's the same with the cigarettes.
Yeah.
That's what happened to me with the cigarettes. I was walking, there was a chap in it, and he'd buy a large packet of cigarettes, and every few seconds he'd take out the box and he'd throw you one. And I see, he got you smoking, you're smoking a lot.
Yeah.
And you'd be wanting then for to return it yourself and... return the compliments.
Return the favour, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's how you get well in on them.
Yeah.
Yeah.